PFF NFL Daily. Today, we've got some playoffs to talk about, Sam. Let's break down the NFC playoff picture because we already had the number one seed locked in, but the rest of the playoffs are now ready to go. So, we know the Packers are number one. Tampa Bay Bucks get the number two seed. They're hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. You get the Cowboys at the three seed against the San Francisco 49ers. Old school classic. And then you get a little Rams at four, Cardinals at five, first round matchup. So let's discuss the best matchups and things to watch in the playoffs. So your initial thoughts on this NFC playoff bracket.
Well, first off, we almost lost the 49ers, the team that was everybody's. Nobody wants to play the 49ers. You know, we did lose the Indianapolis Colts. We'll talk about them when we do the AFC. But New Orleans almost jumped San Francisco. It took them. They were down big against the Los Angeles Rams. It took some help from Matthew Stafford a couple of times to help them get back in that game and take it to late on and snatch it. So the 49ers get back into that spot. And they remain, I think, the team that people don't want to play. Okay, it's not like they're perfect. It's not like they're flawless. We've seen that they can still be attacked. But we also saw how they got back in that game. And Jimmy Garoppolo played well enough. And then all those weapons, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, they have an incredible array of weaponry. They weren't starting Trent Williams, who has been the best player, I think, in the NFL this season. So that 49ers-Dallas matchup is going to be a fun one. And then Philadelphia-Tampa Bay, I think, is another interesting one. And Arizona-Los Angeles, like the two teams that have kind of, at one stage or other, both looked phenomenal, but each had a wobble of some kind, end up squaring off.
Yeah, so a lot to unpack there. So first off, you know, old school Cowboys and 49ers, right? Like Troy Aikman, Steve Young. I mean, if you are our age and you watched football in the 90s, this is what you saw every year. Cowboys and 49ers, Cowboys going to the Super Bowl. The Niners finally overcame them. It's a completely different world now. But you've got Dallas, who had a dominant win on Saturday against the backups for the Philadelphia Eagles. But nonetheless, mm-hmm. they scored over 50 points for the second time in three games. So the Cowboys offense going up against everything that you just mentioned with that 49ers offense. Yeah, I could see an upset, you know, upset potential here for the 49ers, because if you take the 49ers season as a whole and you take out their slow start, it happened, it occurred. That's why they're the number six seed. But, you know, since weeks four or five or whatever, you're talking about a pretty good, dangerous 49ers team that has that firepower. And they also have the pass rush, right? They also have Nick Bosa and a pretty good pass rush that can cause offenses some issues. So I love that matchup there. And we've been on the Eagles bandwagon, even though they just got smoked. But as far as, and they haven't beaten a winning team and all that fun stuff. But as far as just having a unique team to face, right? They play more zone coverage than anyone. They run the ball more than anyone. The Bucks beat them earlier in the season in Philadelphia. Bucks will, you know, still be favored by a bunch. But as far as the Eagles being able to, you know, run that 10 minute drive to take the ball out of Tom Brady and the Bucks' hands, you could kind of see the Eagles giving the Bucks some problems in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and look, the Eagles didn't get smoked. The Eagles' backups got smoked by the Cowboys. So, like, for them, I think you have to throw that game out completely. The offensive line was a backup offensive line. It's already down, you know, on sort of week one starters. The defense was a set of backups, and we know that they're, you know, they have play positions that aren't great on defense when they're starting the first team, let alone the second team. So I don't think that game means a whole bunch. Where it becomes really interesting, though, is that Tampa Bay is like the one team in the NFC that has a really strong, powerful run defense. You know, newly minted, re-signed Vita Vea with his monster contract as the anchor in the middle. Like, they're the one team that can actually hope to go toe-to-toe with that Philadelphia offensive line and, you know, stuff them. And then you sort of reach the issue of, well, what does Philadelphia do then if they can't establish this power ground game that they've based everything on in the run-in in the second half of the season? Does Jalen Hurts have it in him to execute more of that sort of pass-happy type of attack if they're forced that way without what they've been doing as the bedrock of their entire offense during their really good run? That, I think, is what makes that a really interesting matchup.
Yeah, the other story with Philadelphia, now that the Colts are out, unbelievable that the Eagles trade Carson Wentz. They get a first-round pick in return. They now have three first-round picks next year, and it seemed like the Eagles were in rebuilding mode, but because they found their way offensively and were just good enough defensively. Here they are, the Eagles in the playoffs with a roster that came into the year looking like, hey, it might be a couple of years before they get back on track. Well, the NFL playoffs are here. That's what we're talking about. And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, they're kicking things off with a huge offer. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any wildcard team to win their game. Bet just $5 and win 280 in free bets if your team is victorious. If Sportsbook isn't yet available in your state, you still have something to play for this wildcard weekend. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes with DraftKings daily fantasy football contests. And DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code PFF and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win 280 in free bets if your team wins. Promo code PFF this wildcard weekend at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Now, this Rams-Cardinals matchup, the reason why we're here is because the Rams get up 17-0. They blow a 17-point lead against the 49ers. Matthew Stafford looks like he's just got that fourth quarter magic again. Leads the, you know, they get the lead in the fourth quarter and then give it up again to the Niners and lose in overtime. Matthew Stafford with a game-ending interception. So you've got the Rams, who've been very good this year, but up and down. And then the Cardinals, they lose to the Seahawks to finish the season. Another team just beat the Cowboys, lose to the Seahawks. They're up and down, but it's an awesome NFC West matchup that we're going to get to see for the third time.
Yeah, and they split the series, right? The Arizona Cardinals won one of those matchups, and the Los Angeles Rams won the second one. And yeah, both these two teams, I think, have looked like the best team in the division, like a legitimate Super Bowl contender for a period. And then each one of them has started to wobble, or cracks have started to show. And a lot of it actually has been in the same place. Like, Kyler Murray hasn't played as well since he came back from injury, though he's been okay the last couple of weeks. And Matthew Stafford has regressed into like full Detroit Lions Matthew Stafford. Like, he obviously has had better results because he's on a better team, but Stafford right now, his PFF grade is basically where it's always been in Detroit. His turnover-worthy play rate for the season is actually higher than his career baseline with the Lions. He's obviously capable of making special plays, but the Rams are not going to win playoff games if Stafford puts the ball in harm's way multiple times a game, which he's been doing for a while now. That guy's got four games this season with three or more turnover-worthy plays. And as much as he does open up the Rams offense and kind of put more things on the table than Jared Goff did, not enough to offset that volume of mistakes. Now, Stafford is good and talented enough that he could absolutely go on a run of four games where he doesn't put the ball in harm's way. But if he does, like, that's a lot to overcome.
He's also coming off a year, though, where the big-time throws have been there. I mean, he was cooking early in the game, 41 total touchdowns during the regular season. All these numbers get inflated. You get the extra game, they seem better. But 41 touchdowns, second in the NFL. So, man, I don't know what to make of this, right? You've got when the Rams felt like they were the best team in the NFL, the Cardinals beat them. So then it was like, oh, the Cardinals are the team. And then the Rams came back and beat them in the second matchup. So you don't know what you're going to get here. So I'm loving the NFC. I think all these three games could be excellent. The other piece of this is the Packers, right? So most likely, unless you see an upset by the 49ers or the Eagles, you're probably going to see the Packers facing the winner of this Rams-Cardinals game, which both rematches. The Rams lost in Green Bay, and then Green Bay went to Arizona and beat them as well. And then we'd have to wait till the NFC Championship. If you want to see Mike McCarthy go back to Green Bay and face Aaron Rodgers, it would have to be in the NFC Championship. Thought we might see it in the second round, but that could be a couple games away, which would be quite the storyline.
And Green Bay has finally started to get those reinforcements back, right? Week 18 was David Bakhtiari's first game back in the lineup. They are finally starting to get those guys back. And they've got an extra week to get healthy with that bye. Green Bay should be a better team in the playoffs than they've been in the regular season, and they've been the best team in the NFC in the regular season. So I think they justifiably are the team to beat, and whoever wants to make that Super Bowl is going to have to plot a route through Lambeau.
Look, the AFC has just one team with 12 wins. The NFC has four, plus the 11-win Arizona Cardinals, the 10-win San Francisco 49ers. It is going to be an awesome bracket here in the NFC. Stay with us all week. We'll be previewing the AFC playoff picture tomorrow. And of course, the PFF NFL podcast. We'll be previewing all the games in depth later in the week. But NFC playoffs, exciting, and they're here. The PFF NFL Daily.